In KAZU's Green Room, I'm Erica Mahoney, reporting from Moss Landing, where some sea lions say hello under an overcast sky. Docked at the harbor is the Western Flyer, the historic wooden boat novelist John Steinbeck and marine biologist Ed Ricketts took to the Sea of Cortez in 1940 to document intertidal species. The boat is a feature of Seas the Summer. That's S-E-A-S, the summer, from the Western Flyer Foundation. For the remaining weekends in August and the first weekend in September, Seas the Summer brings people together at the Moss Landing waterfront through a collaborative mix of art, science, and tours.
So we're gonna go travel down to the Western Flyer, and as we walk down the boat here, you might see some otters or some sea lions, but watch your step, it's gonna get a little wobbly.
Caitlin Ponce is the community outreach coordinator for the Western Flyer Foundation, a local nonprofit organization.
And we get to serve our community by running education programs and community outreach efforts. Our education programs expand from docked programs to taking students out at sea. Welcome, this is her.
There's a rustic charm to the boat and a sense of history everywhere you look. It was restored about 3 years ago in Port Townsend, Washington.
So it sunk not once, not twice, but 2.5 times. We like to say the third time is not the charm here, but it sunk, and in 2015 it was brought back up. At that time it was underwater for around 6 months, and it looked pretty ghostly. It took several years and a lot of love and a lot of money and a lot of effort to get to where it's at. In 2023, it had its homecoming in Monterey, and so we rang that bell as we came into Old Fisherman's Wharf and got to celebrate with the community after being away for so long.
Original wood from the Western Flyer is incorporated throughout the boat, including an inlaid sea turtle on the back deck.
Oh, wow. This is pretty cool. So this is original flyer wood. You're welcome to touch it. It's one of the favorite photo ops.
Most of the hull we're standing on is new wood, about 90% new and 10% original. The sea turtle was crafted at Ventana Surfboards in Santa Cruz with wood burning by local artist Jessica Kendall Barr. Next, we make our way up towards the front of the vessel.
Wow.
Stopping in the galley, AKA the kitchen.
Welcome to the galley. So this is where Steinbeck and Ricketts would have had a lot of their probably discussions and coffee, and that's what we get to do today. This galley still houses so much community and a lot of our meals. It's where we have most of our meetings as a team. It's a really fun space to just kind of sit in. And it's perfect for cozy, foggy days.
On the table in the center of the galley is Steinbeck's novel, The Sea of Cortez, a leisurely journal of travel and research. It details Steinbeck and Ricketts' six-week voyage to the Sea of Cortez, located between Mexico's mainland and the Baja California Peninsula. Steinbeck went because he was desperate for an escape following intense public scrutiny of his 1939 novel, Grapes of Wrath. Finally, Caitlin and I venture up to the helm, where a beautiful wooden ship's wheel takes center stage.
So this is where the captain steers the ship. We actually have two helms. We have one right above us too, and that's where captain spends most of his time because it's given a little bit more of a 360 view.
And of course, we have to ring the bell just outside the helm. Today, the Western Flyer is about community, connection, and education. And tell me what's happening this August, and I believe the first weekend of September?
Exactly, yeah. So through September 6th, we'll be running Saturday and Sunday, our Seize the Summer program. On Saturdays, we have local artists come out. We get to do fun outreach, different activities. And then on Sundays, we offer free tours of the open house of the Flyer. And so you get to come and learn about the history of the boat from our docent guides, from our crew and staff, as well as checking out our local partners at Sunflower Star Laboratory and Monterey Bay Eco Tours. So it's a really fun collaborative way to get people in the community to celebrate these different aspects that make Moss Landing, Monterey Bay so special. And so we're excited to host everyone.
Keep safety top of mind if you participate in touring the Western Flyer for Seas the Summer. Don't be shy about asking for a life vest. In KAZU's Green Room, reporting from Moss Landing, I'm Erica Mahoney.